new this afternoon. The car of the man accused of shooting two Minnesota state lawmakers and their spouses has been found. It comes as the search for Vance Belter continues. The shooting claimed the life of the Minnesota state rep Melissa Hortman and her husband and left a state senator and his wife hospitalized. It's being called a politically motivated shooting. Let's get the latest from Tom Hauser. He's the chief political reporter with KSTP-TV in Minneapolis. Tom, good afternoon. What's the latest on the discovery of the car about 60 miles from Minneapolis-St. Paul?
Well, Dan, it's just another puzzling piece of this whole mystery. It seems to law enforcement contacts that I've talked to that it's no accident that that hat was left on the side of the road, the hat that he is featured in many of the surveillance photos in the hours after the attack, or that his car was found there. It's almost, as one law enforcement source put it, like a breadcrumb, like he's maybe in some ways taunting police, like, yeah, I'm right back here near where you were searching yesterday, and now you can't find me. It's just a real mystery that these key pieces of evidence were just left out in the open, so easily to find.
Tom, we understand that the suspect in this case had a vehicle that looked like a police car, made up to look like law enforcement, and also he was masquerading dressed as law enforcement. What do we know about that in terms of getting into the lawmakers' homes?
Well, he works for a security company that we believe is owned by his wife and Praetorian Security, and they have vehicles that look very much like police cruisers. They wear uniforms or can wear uniforms that look very much like police uniforms. So it was easy for him to access all of these things. Their vehicles even have, you know, the police flashing lights on the top. So it was somewhat easy for him to pull this off and to commit these horrific acts that he is alleged to have committed.
I understand he's left some writings. What's a possible motive for these shootings?
You know, that is unclear. That they refer to it as a manifesto, but also as a hit list. And obviously, those would be two different things. A manifesto generally is, you know, what you believe, maybe your motivation for doing something. And a hit list is, these are the people I'm going after. So they have not revealed what was in what they call a manifesto, but we have learned through various sources that the list of people that he had targeted were primarily Democrat elected officials, mostly prominent Democrat elected officials, but also some progressive advocates, progressive people who work in like the abortion, pro-choice area, or healthcare. And the Wisconsin Journal Sentinel, I think, was even reporting they have learned that there are 11 Wisconsin lawmakers listed, but we don't know exactly. I have heard it's as many as 70 names altogether, maybe more, maybe less.
Tom, I want to get this last question in real quickly. What do we know about the condition of State Senator Hoffman and his wife, Yvette?
Yvette is doing quite well. I understand she's up and alert and she's texting. And her husband, John, who I know quite well from covering him for 12 years, was shot 8 or 9 times. I've heard he has a collapsed lung, but he is making a recovery and is expected to eventually make a full recovery. But obviously, it's going to be a long road for him.